I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Turk Gierke has been guiding for over 25 years, and in last week's print edition of Outdoor News, he gave us a great tip on getting into some wonderful fall fishing. I'll tell you what it is, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, OnX Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the OnX Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Turk Gierke has been guiding over 25 years, and he says this time of year, underwater vegetation does not stand and stay green. Weed beds, both the annual and perennial plants, have life cycles just like above water plants do. They sprout, they grow, and they die. These underwater plants right now are falling too, just like leaves fall, and just like fields of green grasses brown and lie down as autumn progresses. For anglers, it's important to understand this because this time of year, as the weed beds die, you can now fish them and not get baits hung up in that thick summer growth. Bass, walleyes, and pike during early fall will use these less dense weed beds to more easily find yearling forage because much of their cover has now fallen. This early fall shallow bite ends once water temperatures plummet and many of the small fish head to the deeper waters. So you want to get out there right now and fish those shallow weed beds where that vegetation is starting to get into the fall pattern and die off, because that's where those big fish are hiding and they are biting. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.